biblicalchurchmeeting.com. Prophecy by Ordinary Christians. Although Scripture does not require that those who speak in a church meeting have any particular spiritual gift, it does urge believers to covet to prophesy, and it presents the ideal church situation as being one where all the men prophesy. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 23 and 24. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. 1 Corinthians 14, 31. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted. All Scripture is prophecy, but most prophecy is not Scripture, nor is it infallible speech. 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The authors of Scripture were moved by the Holy Ghost as they spoke, and their words were without error. Their words were in fact God's words. But prophecy by ordinary Christians in New Testament churches was fallible. They were not moved by the Holy Ghost as the authors of Scripture were, but used their own imperfect words to speak about whatever God put on their heart to talk about. Romans 12, verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. If a believer is commanded in Scripture to prophesy according to the proportion of faith he was given, that means that it's possible to do otherwise and not perfectly obey that commandment. A believer may be too timid to fully talk about what God showed him and put on his heart to talk about, or he may go beyond the faith that God gave him and throw in his own opinions and his own ideas and not stick to the thing that God showed him and the faith that God gave him about it. The point is that regardless of how well or poorly he obeys the commandment to prophesy according to the proportion of faith, his words are his own. When believers prophesied in churches, it was always to be under a very specific set of rules given by the Lord himself. Those rules were based on the fact that the person speaking was in fact not speaking infallibly and was not being moved by the Holy Ghost as he spoke, as the authors of Scripture were. 1 Corinthians 14, 29. Let the prophet speak, two or three, and let the other judge. The person prophesying was to be listened to with scrutiny by everyone else. They were to judge whether what the person said was right according to Scripture and was right according to what Jesus and the apostles taught. If anything the person said was wrong or incomplete or needed other scriptures to balance it out, he was supposed to be interrupted. 1 Corinthians 14, 30 and 31. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. If prophets in New Testament churches had in fact been speaking from the mouth of God, Scripture would have prohibited anyone from interrupting them. Instead, it encourages interruption and presents it as a normal part of church. Prophecy in New Testament churches was done by ordinary Christians speaking imperfect words in order to benefit the people in the meeting. Their words were fully their own, and they were responsible for what they chose to say, how they said it, and when they said it. 1 Corinthians 14, 32. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Prophets used to be called seers because they saw something that not everybody else saw. God showed something to them, and he wanted them to tell others about it. 1 Samuel 9, verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, Come, and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Prophecy is when God shows somebody something that he wants that person to talk about, and then that person talks about it. In the special case of Scripture, the prophet's words were a result of the person being moved by the Holy Ghost while speaking, and they were in fact God's words. But other than Scripture, when a person prophesies, he uses his own imperfect words to talk about something God showed him. What he says is to be judged by other believers as to whether it is right and consistent with Scripture, and he is to be interrupted if anything is not quite right or is incomplete. The imperfect speaker may or may not do a very good job of talking about what God showed him. Hopefully, he will walk in the Spirit and speak with good motives and a clear conscience, and he will stay within the bounds of the faith that God gave him on the thing he's talking about. But what if he doesn't? It's very possible that the prophet may even have the wrong motives. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. The point of prophecy in the churches was to benefit the people listening by edifying them, exhorting them, and comforting them. But what if the person prophesying didn't do a very good job, or didn't have a charitable motive, or the people listening didn't pay attention? Then the prophecy would likely fail to edify, exhort, or comfort as it should have. 1 Corinthians 13, 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Notice, by the way, that that verse does not say that God will stop giving anyone the gift of prophecy or the gift of tongues, as some commercial church proponents like to claim, because they incorrectly think that it helps promote their agenda that only they should be allowed to speak. Regarding prophecy, it simply says prophecies fail sometimes. If God wanted to tell us that at some point he would no longer give anyone the gift of prophecy, he could have just come out and said so. But of course, the Bible never says that, because he already declared that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy during the entire age we are in that is called the last days. And a lot of the very next chapter is spent encouraging the reader to seek to prophesy. And we are told much later in the New Testament to despise not prophesying. Why would God have said that if he was going to pull the rug out from under believers soon afterward and stop giving that gift? And as for tongues, it says, whether there be tongues, they shall cease, which obviously refers back to verse 1 and simply means that every tongue ceases at some point, even for those who can speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Again, if God wanted to tell us that he would at some point stop giving anyone the gift of tongues, he could have simply said so. Instead, the next chapter tells the reader very precisely how the gift of tongues must be used, if included at all in a church meeting. No more than two or three men, and must have an interpreter. And just because it says that tongues are for a sign to unbelievers, why would that mean that God would stop giving that gift and stop that sign from happening? It sure doesn't say that he would. Also notice that the very last thing said in the entire New Testament about the gift of tongues is the following commandment that we are told was given by the Lord Jesus himself. 1 Corinthians 14, 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Why would God leave things like that for his children to read down through the centuries if he was going to stop giving anyone that gift? Even if God were to decide to never give anyone the gifts of prophecy or tongues ever again, or even if an entire assembly of believers did not include anyone with either gift, or anyone who even knew what spiritual gift he might have, it wouldn't change the fact that the only way God ever gave us to do church is the way where every man gets a turn to speak if he wants one. The Bible says that during our age called the last days, both men and women are able to receive the gift of prophecy. During a church meeting, only the men may prophesy, but the women may do so at any other time. That means, for example, if a church meets for an hour once a week, for 167 of the 168 hours of the week, the women in the church are eligible for the Lord to enable them to prophesy. Acts 2, 17 to 18. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Acts 21, 8 through 9. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. The idea that since Scripture is completed, there should be no one using the gift of prophecy is obviously not from Scripture, but even the logic of that idea is wrong. In fact, there should be a lot more prophesying going on because Scripture is complete. The Lord now has all of Scripture that He can use to speak to us and put things on our heart that He wants us to tell people about. And as listeners, we now have the entire completed Scriptures by which to judge any prophecy anyone ever gives or claims to give. So we can do an even better job of judging prophecies than before the Bible was completed. The idea that prophecy in the churches was a temporary thing that was supposed to hold the churches over until the whole New Testament was finished did not come from Scripture. That idea was invented by proponents of traditional commercial church in order to keep themselves in power and in order to maintain their status as the sole speaker. They are counting on you not knowing your Bible very well, and they're counting on you not thinking for yourself.